Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, they say reading a book can take you far away. Usually, that's a metaphor for the feeling you get of being transported to a different place through the words on the page. But this week on Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that more and more visitors are literally traveling to new places to follow in the footsteps of a great author or book.
Do you find that people are asking you to tailor trips to the places where Ernest Hemingway might have sat and written his great works?
Oh, they do. Literature is really a big pull for travel. Mm. I mean, just think of the impact that Hemingway has had on Havana. I mean, people are at their, you know, visiting his bars, and his house is stunning. You've been to his house.
His house is fantastic. It's amazing, and there's a tower that has a typewriter in it, and a docent. You're not allowed to go up to the typewriter, but a docent who will wink at you as though you're very special, and she hasn't done this for everybody else today, and take your camera and take a picture
but
of the typewriter. Yes, close up. So it's interesting. I mean, to tailor trips to a particular individual. What are some good ones that have helped you kind of gain a better understanding of the person that was?
Well, if you're heading, for example, if you're heading to Chile, Pablo Neruda had a huge impact on 20th century literature and poetry. And his house in Santiago is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's just a magical, magical place. It kind of gives you insight into not just their literature, but, you know, how they lived. And, you know, these are really, for the most part, very romantic people. If you think of Hemingway, Pablo Neruda, some of these great authors of the 20th century, they were really bigger in life, even when they were still alive. So Pablo Neruda has three homes in Chile. One is along the coastline, then just north of there, also along the coastline, Valparaiso. It's, again, it's this really bizarre dreamlike world that he created. And you get to see their furniture, the magazines they collected, the books they read. And it's really very gratifying.
I imagine some research is needed before you go on a trip like this, because I think of like the old joke, you know, George Washington slept here, right? Like, how do you know that, yeah, okay, he really did sit at this bar and write these three chapters?
Well, I mean, Hemingway's a tough one because he's been everywhere, right? Every city you go to in Europe, there's a bar, sandwich, or drink named after Hemingway. But if you do your homework ahead of time, you can really stumble upon some real jewels. For example, at the base of the Spanish Steps in Rome, there's the Kate Shelley Memorial House, and it's dedicated to the great English authors who lived in Rome, worked in Rome, and created some of their great masterpieces while in Italy. And then on the other side of the Circus Maximus, there's a place I've never been to after probably, you know, being to Rome 40, 50 times. I've never been here. It's the Protestant Cemetery of Rome. And the only reason why I was there is to see where many of the great English authors are buried. And it's, again, it's just a fantastic place. It's off the beaten track. There's hardly anyone there. And it's, for a cemetery, it's incredibly romantic.
And what might be the world's most Catholic city, there's the Protestant cemetery full of authors and literary greats.
Exactly, exactly. So grab a couple books before you go and then build a trip, or at least a part of a day, around, you know, your passion for that particular author, or maybe that author wrote about a particular place. And it really brings a not just a destination to life, but it also brings a whole new era to life.
I would say add a layer too, and take the book with you, read it again while you're sitting right there where it was written. Might help you get a better understanding of the text.
Maybe get a good bottle of Chianti while you're doing it.
Not a bad plan. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us here on Going Places. We're going to share some photos with you on our website, knkx.org, including that very special picture of Hemingway's typewriter. That's all online at knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.